Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Luli Nishmas Esther Bas Shmuel, Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, Sarah Bas Rephraim Zev, and the Refuas Chaim Mir Mendel Bas Chava Golda, Fro Eliezer Ben Leah, Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, Eliyahu Liyahu Ben Achama Riva B'Soch Shachol Yisrael. The topic is Tnufa B'Bikurim. Pasuk says in Perek Chavot, Pasuk Dalet, and Parashas Kisavo, the coin takes the tenor from your hand. Rashi says, from this we see, the coin waves it. Coin puts his hand under the hand of the Bailam and waves the basket of Bikurim. And Rashi is basing himself in a Gemara in Sukkah. There, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns Gzeira Shav of Yad Yad from Shlomim. By Shlomim it says Yad, Yadav to Vienna, she say Hashem. Here it says, Lakach HaKoin Atenami Yadecha. Just like by Shlomim you need Tanufa, so to here you need Tanufa. Just like over there you need a coin, just like here you need a coin by Bikurim, so to by Karban, Shlomim, you need a coin. Just like over there it says Bailim, there in the Pasuk it says the Bailim do the Tanufa, so to here by Bikurim, the Bailim have to do the Tanufa. So you see from this Gzeirah Shavah, A, that there's Tanufa by Bikurim, B, that both the Tanufa by Bikurim and by the Shlomim is both going to be with the coin, because that you learn from Bikurim. And just like by the Karban, it's done with the Bailim, so to here it's done with the Bailim. So you need both Kohen and Bailim to do Tanufa. That's what emerges from the Gemara. How does that work? Says the Gemara, that the Kohen puts his hand under the hands of the Bailim and they wave. Rashi says, what does that mean? So like the Mishnah says in Bikurim Perakimu Mishnah Vav, the Bailim hold the bottom of the basket, the Kohen holds the top of the basket, and they wave. Tosus also says that it's not, when it says Tachas Yad HaBailim, it doesn't mean Mamish Tachas Yad HaBailim. Like Rashi explained by Bikurim, Tosus also says Bikurim is not Mamish Tachas Yad HaBailim, then it will be a Chatzitza, an interposition between the Kli and the hands of the Kohen. And we learn in the Nachas Tatsari Dalet, with respect to a carbon that's owned by Shutfin, the Gemara says they can't do Tanufa together because it's going to be a Chatzitza. So therefore, one of them does it for everybody else. Rather, how do you do it? You do it with the Kohen, with by the Kurim. But the Kohen is holding the bottom, and the Bailim are holding the top. And then Tosus comes and he asks on Rashi. You, Rashi, say here, in Sukkah, Rashi tells us how to do the Bikurim. He says, the hand on the top of the Bailim, and the bottom, the hands of the Kohen. But with respect to the Karban, Rashi says, in Menachas, that it doesn't bother us. If there's a chatzitza between the hands of the Bailim and the hands of the Kohen when they do Tanufa. Because the Iker Tanufa is the Bailim. It also says, how does Rashi know that? How does Rashi know that it doesn't bother us to have a chatzitza between the hands of the Bailim and the hands of the Kohen? So really, there are two things we have to understand about Rashi. Number one, we have to understand how Rashi's machalik between how Rashi is machalik between the Kohen and the Bailim. The Rashi says by Korbanos, the Bailim can't have a chatzitza, but the Kohen may. We don't care about a chatzitza by Kohen's hand, so the Kohen can put his hand over the hands of the Bailim, chatzitza doesn't bother us. That's one kasha on Rashi. They're both learned from the Pasuk. You have to do Tanufa with the Bailim. You have to do Tanufa with the Kohen. Just like the Bailim can't have a Chatzitza, the Kohen can't have a Chatzitza either. So how does Rashi learn? And no, doesn't bother us. Chatzitza by a Kohen doesn't bother us. It only bothers us by the Bailim. Magam, that by Bikurim, Rashi says like Tosis and like the Mishnah. That by Bikurim, l'chor, we are concerned with Chatzitza. Because the Bailim put their hands on the top of the kli, the rim, and the coin on the bottom, and they wave it. So you see that by Bikurim, we don't allow for a chatzitza. So what's the difference between Bikurim and Karbanos? And Bechlau, we have to understand the Gemara Menachos about the Shutfin. If they're all menifim bevas achas, the Gemara says it'll be a chatzitza. Why is it a chatzitza? Min b'mino eino chotzeitz. And therefore, there shouldn't be any problems with chatzitzas when you're dealing with the hands. It's all min b'mino. the hands have to be touching the kli. But if there's another hand, that's the same min. So let us not worry about chatzitzas by the yad, by one the kohen putting his hand on top of the hand of the bailam, or the bailam, one bailam putting his hand on top of the hand of the other bailam. Min b'mino eino chotzitz. Also, l'choru, Rashi was bothered by the fact that normally the kohen when they do tnufa, the kohen puts his hand under the hands of the bailam. So the question, what bothered Rashi was, mehechi tesi, that the yad of the bailam should be lamala and the yad of the kohen should be lamata. The Torah requires that they both do tnufa. So why does the bailam get lamala and the kohen only get lamata? So in the Sefer Avram in Parshas Kisavo, page Resh Samach Vav, he explains the sugi as follows. There's a famous Ramban in Bechoros in Paragimel with respect to a Bechor. Bechor has to be a Peter Rechem, a firstborn. So the halacha is that if the Bechor comes out, even if there's a chatzitza between the Bechor and the Rechem, min b'mino, it still has a din chatzitza. Even though we paskin min b'mino eino chotzeitz. So the Ramban there writes, avo min b'mino ein chotzeitz b'b'chor. The peter rechem omer rachmono b'chol b'lo noga b'rechem lav peter rechem. In other words, in order for an animal to be considered the b'chor, the animal needs to be born first. And if you have two animals, and they're both coming out at the same time, so even though it's min b'mino, it's still going to be chotzeitz. Why? Because the Torah says, peter rechem, it has to be the first one. And if it doesn't have negiya mamish, then it's not considered peter rechem. So when do we say the din of min b'mino, eino chotzeitz? That we say when there's only a problem of chatzitza. But that doesn't help us where you need negiya mamish. And this is the very famous Avnei Nezer with respect to Tkiya Shofar, based on the sod of this Ramban. And it's also brought in the by Ruf Zevin in his Mo'adim B'Halacha. About the difference between negiya, where you need negiya mamish, and where there's a problem of chatzitza. You would have a shofar, and you would take it and blow it, and it's a few inches from your mouth, and it's not mamish touching your mouth. So there, l'chora, there's no problem of chatzitza. But it wouldn't be good, because you need negiya mamish. So he says in the same way that if you have something that's on the shofar, you have zav on the shofar, that's for noi, even though it's noi, and noi shouldn't be chotzeitz, but here it's not a problem of chatzitza. Here, if I remember correctly, that's what the Avnei Nezer says. The problem is that you're not directly, your mouth isn't directly touching the shofar. So right, kolon oso eino chotzeitz, but that's only where there's a chatzitza problem. Where you need mamish negiya, there we would say that it doesn't help that it's not a chatzitza. There you need negiya mamish. It's the same thing when you have min b'mino. So min b'mino eino chinami, if the two animals come out at the same time, it's not a chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza, kol min b'mino eino chotzeitz. However, you need that the animal that comes out first should be peter rechem. That it should be mamish hav negiya when it comes out of the womb. And here there's a chatzitza, because there's an animal that's coming out a second later that is being chotzeitz between this animal and the womb. So memela, it's not considered peter rechem. So where you need negiya mamish, min b'mino doesn't help us. So even though it's not considered a chatzitza, but it's not negiya. So based on the yisod of this Ramban, we could say that Rashi holds that the din of tnufa b'karban, even though there's a chova both on the bailim and the kohen, but there's a big chilek between these two chiyuvim. With respect to the chova as a bailim, it says explicitly in the pasuk al kapei ha-nazir, mamish on the hands of the nazir. L'gabei tnufas karban soita, it says v'nasan al kapei, mamish al kapei. B'shlamim, it says, Yadav Tiviyena Tnufa. So it's mashman, has to mamish be on the hands of the Bailin. So that's a din of Negiyah. So if there's no Negiyah, it doesn't help us that there's no Chatzitza. Because there's no Negiyah. And that's what, there has to actually be Negiyah. So there's two dinim. There's a din in Negiyah, there's a din in Chatzitza. You can have something that's no Chatzitza, but it's still not no Geir. Chatzitza is a halachic term. And if it's min b'mino, then halachically there's no chatzitza. Negiyah is the mitzias, is it actually touching? There it doesn't help us that halachically it's not a chatzitza, because it has to be actually touching. And by the Rashi therefore says, that if you would have shutfin, there taka, it's a problem of chatzitza, meaning there's not negiyah mamish. Because they both have to be holding on to it. How are they both going to hold on to it? So, that's the Gemara's Kasha and Menachas. And therefore, it's impossible for all of them to do smicha together, tenufa together. So therefore the Gemara says that one person does it for everybody. Agav, the Chazon Yecheskel says that the smicha, one does it after the next guy. The Gemara says there in Menachas. But each of the Bailim does it, whereas Tnufa, one does it for everybody. So in the Chazon Yecheskel, in the Tosef, the Perek Yud, he says that that smicha is a din in the person, the gavra, whereas tenufa is a din in the carbon, and therefore as long as it's done on the carbon, that's enough. And that's how he explains why no smicha is done on the carbon of a woman, because she doesn't have to do smicha, but tenufa is, because it's a din in the carbon. In any event, back to our show. So Rashi says that why is there a problem of chatzitza by shutfin? Because there has to be negiyah mamish. However, with respect to the tenufa, the kohen, it's not a problem. There, it doesn't bother us. Why? Because there, we don't require negiyah mamish. So, with respect to the bailim, what does Rashi say? That the ikar tenufa is bibailim, as it says, al kapeh ha-nazir. So, when Rashi says that, what's pshat in Rashi? That the ikar tenufa, that's what Rashi says in Menachas. The ikar tenufa bibailim, kidosiva kapeh ha-nazir. Rashi means there is, that there has to mamish be negiyah on the hands of the nazir. And therefore, if the number of shutfin wave it, it'll be a, whenever you need that the bailin have to do this tenufa, if a number of them do it together, it's going to be a smicha, it's going to be a chatzitza problem. Even though min b'mino eino chotzitz, but there's not negiyah. There has to be negiyah mamish bideyan. And therefore, it doesn't help us in no chatzitza. Masha ein kein, legabe the din of tenufa's kohen. There it doesn't say that it has to be a yad of mamish. It just has to have a din tenufa. So there we don't care that there's a chatzitza between his hands and the hands of the korban, with the hands of the Bailim. Why? Because since there's no Negiyah, we say Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz. So that answers our question. What about Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz? If they're both hands, it's Min B'mino. The answer is, we only say Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz if we only have an issue with Tenuv, with Chatzitza. And therefore, with respect to the Kohen, we say Taka Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz. There's no Chatzitza, so his hands can be under the hands of the Bailim, like Rashi said. Hashem came, you need Negiyah Mamish, when it's the Bailim, they need Negiyah Mamish. There it doesn't help us to say Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz, because they actually have to actually be touching. And now we also can explain why Rashi says that when they do the tenu for the Kohen's hand is under the hands of the Bailim and they wave. Why the Bailim on the bottom and is actually touching it, and the Kohen's hands are under him. So it has to be that way, because if the hands of the Kohen would be on top and the hands of the Bailim would be on the bottom, so it would be a chatzitza legabe tenufa sabailim. Because with respect to the din of tenufa the Bailim, you need negiyah mamish. Al kape anazir, v'nosan al kape anamish al yadayim mamish. And it doesn't help that it's min b'mino. Masha'enken, if the yara kohen is lamato, so there, the hands of the Bailim are not going to be a chatzitza, because min b'mino ain't a chotzitza. You don't need negiyah mamish. V'advarim kaftor v'ferach. However, we still have to understand the din of tenufa by bikurim. There, it's with an often a Mishnah that the bikurim is done, and there's no chatzitza. The bikurim the Kohen is holding the bottom of the Kli, and the Baalim are holding the top of the Kli. So why is that different than the din of all the other dinei tenuf of Karbanos? Other dinei tenuf, of course, we're not concerned. But here, Pitom, suddenly, we say, no, the Kohen has to be touching the Kli directly. We don't say that the other Karbanos, they could be on top of the hands of the Baalim. The hands of the Kohen. And yet by the Kurim, we say no. But the Baalim have to be the Baalim's hands in the bottom of the Kli, and the Kohanim are holding the rim of the Kli and waving, and the Kohanim are touching the bottom of the Kli. Why is that necessary? So the Or of Rome explains that by the Kurim we find two Dvarim Nifrad, two different aspects. It says that Truma Bikur and Chayev and Alayim Misa in the Mishnah Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph Misa v'choymesh v'asurim l'zarim v'enichsei koyim. In other words, it's compared to Truma and Hekdesh. In that, it's Aser b'achila l'zarim v'chayev Misa b'dei Shemayim. They have to pay Chomesh if they eat it. And it's Mamish Nichsei Koyim. He can be Mekadesh a woman with it. He owns it. So you see that Truma has the Bikurim has two dinim. It has Kedusha, like Truma and Hekdesh, and therefore, again, it's Aser Ba'achil Lezarim and Chayav and Misa B'dei Shemayim and Chomesh. And there's another din that it's Mam and Kohen, that it could be Mekadesh and Isha. These are two separate dinim. The din Kedusha, with respect to the Chi of Misa, and Beshogig, the obligation to pay Chomesh, is not Chal on the Bikurim until it's Roa Pnei Abayis, until it gets into the Beis HaMikdash. Like it says in Makkos, Yurches Amid Beis, Machlokes, Rambam, and Rash, the Rambam holds after it comes into Chomesh Yerushalayim, the Rash holds it's after it comes into the Azor, Masha'en Kain, the Inyan is din, that it's Mam and Kohanim. We learn in Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, that already it becomes Mamon Kohanim when it's Mechubah L'Karka. Rambam writes there in the Perush HaMishnah that Kohen is already Zohar when it's Mechubah L'Karka. So the Bailus of the Kohen already begins when it's Mechubah L'Karka and Yikar Hashem Bikurim. Mashenke in the Chiyuv Misa only begins when it's Roa Pnei Abayis, either the Azar or Yerushalayim. Not only that, there's also a chiyuv achrayus on the person bringing it, also from the beginning. If they're lost on the way or they get stolen, he has to replace them. So you see, when it comes to it, it's mamon kohen, and therefore there's a achrayus. So you see, the din mamon kohen already starts in the very beginning when he's korei shem, like the Rambam says. But the din of misa and chomesh only begins the fact that it's kadosh, like hekdesh, like truma. So that only begins when it's ro'a pnei abayis. So we can say then that there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvah of tenufa of the Kohen in all Karbanos and the mitzvah of tenufa in Bikurim. In Karbanos we can say that the Iker Shein Bailim of the Karban, in other words, the person who's chayev to bring it, and the Din Kohen is like the Din Kohen in all other asios of the Maisa HaKarban. That the job of the Kohen is to do the Avoda, and to be Meratz, and to be Mechaper. And if so, so there definitely the Shein Bailim of the Karban is on the person who brings it. And the Kohen is just helping him out. So we have, by a regular Karban, the Iker Shein Bailim, that's the owner, that's the person who has to bring it. And then you have the Din Kohen who helps him out. That the Kohen helps out the Bailim. He has to be Mechaper, he has to be Meratzeh. And there's also a Din that when they do Tenufa, the Kohen helps him out. But it's not a Din on the Kohen Mitzad Atzmo. Because he's not the Bailim. He's not the Shutuf in this Karban. So Memela, this is a din primarily on the Bailim. The Iker Shem Bailim is on the Karban. And the Kohen's job is just to help him out. Mashen Kenlin and Bikurim. There maybe we can say that the din of Tnufa of the Kohen is like the din of the Bailim. Not like by other Karbanos we differentiate, we say the Iker Shem Bailim is in the Bailim. And the Kohen is just helping him out. No. By Tnufa we say that the din Kohen is like the din Bailim. Since we see that there's Mamon Kohen, even when it's Mechubel Karka, it already has a din of Mamon Kohen. So we can say that the din Kohen is like a shutfus with the Yisrael who brings it. That with respect to the Yisrael, the Chobas HaTnufas, because he's the Bailim, he has to complete his mitzvah. And also, the Chiv of the Kohen is because he's also, it's his Mamon, and he's also like the Bailim. And since we see that when you're the Bailim, it has to mamish have negia. So therefore, we say that by bikurim, there has to mamish be negia yidei kohen. So in other words, even though we learn in the Gemara, we learn shlamim from bikurim, that we say that just like bikurim is with a kohen, so too shlamim is with a kohen. Just like Shlom is with a Yad, so too Bikurim is with a Yad, that there's Tnufa. However, each one has a separate din. We're Mechalik. And the Gemara would seem that it's Zel B'Zach, but it's not. With respect to Shlomim, we say, yes, it requires Kohen, it requires Yad, but not Megiyah Mamish, because the Iker Bailim is the owner, and the Kohen, his job is just to help out. Mashen came when it comes to Bikurim, there, the din Kohen and the din Tnufa is a din of, and the din Bailim and Tnufa are on the same Adrega. It's not that the Kohen is helping out the Bailim. It's that the Kohen and the Bailim are both considered Bailim. The Kohen because it has a din Mammon, and it's already shout out to the Kohen when it's Mechubel Karka. And the Bailim because obviously they're the Bailim. And therefore, just like in a regular carbon, the Bailim has to touch it directly, so too by the Kurim, which is where the Kohen is considered the Bailim, he has to touch it directly. And now it's Givaldic that Rashi is Mechalek, and the Mishnah, that by the Kurim Taka, the Kohen is touching the Kli directly. His hand is on the bottom, and the hand of the Yisrael is on the top, is on the rim. So that is the difference then between Bikurim, Tnufa Bikurim, and other Tnufas by Karbanos. Tnufas by Karbanos, the Kohen is just considered a helper. So therefore he doesn't have to directly touch it. His hand can be on the hands of the Bailim and Mimino and Ochotzitz. Mashen came by Bikurim, where he's the Bailim, he has to touch it directly. So that's the case, then we'll just take it one step further and ask, why by Bikurim do we say that the Kohen's hand is in the bottom of the Kli and the Yisrael's hand is on the top? Normally I understand why the Kohen's hand is on the bottom and the Yisrael's hand on the top, because the Yisrael needs to be touching it directly, whereas the Kohen doesn't have to be touching it directly, so mele his hand's on the bottom. Why Bikurim is his hand on the bottom? His hand's on the bottom of the Kli and the Yisrael's hand's on the top of the Kli? So it could be Enachinami. That it's really, just because normally we do it that way. So also here we do it that way, that the Yisrael's hand is on the top, here the top of the Kli, and the Kohen's hand is at the bottom of the Kli. Whereas normally, we say also, by other Karbanos, that the Kohen's hand, that the Yisrael's hand is on top, and the Kohen's hand is on the bottom, meaning under the Yisrael's hand. So we're just following the normal form. However, if you look in Tosfos and Kiddushin, you see Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and Dibur HaMaskil Machnis, Hitaka says that the Kohen holds Tzvas HaKli on the top, and the Yisrael holds in the bottom, even though we learn the opposite in the Mishnah. So, could be he had a different gears in the Mishnah, or it could be that he holds, even though elsewhere where he brings the Mishnah, he brings our gears in the Mishnah, that it's Yisrael's hands on top and the Kohen's hands in the bottom. But maybe he holds, there's no Kepeda. That's just the way it was. The Yisrael's hand was on top, and the Kohen's hand is in the bottom. But Tosis brings that it was done the opposite. So our Mishnah says it one way, and Tosis is telling you it can be done the other way as well. He writes, Tachinami Ashen Gabe Bikurin, Shakoyin Oyochis Bisvasa, Bisipse Akli Lamala, Babailim Lamata. See, he says it was done the opposite, that the Kohen would touch the, would hold the top, and the Bailim would hold the bottom. So normally, we're makbid that what? That the Kohen's hands, that the Yisrael's hands should be directly touching? And doing the tenufa, al-kapeh ha-nazir. It has to be directly on his hands. The shlama has to be directly. There can't be a chatzitza of anything. He has to be doing it directly. Masha'en came, when it comes to, where's the Kohen's hand, there, it doesn't have to be Negiya Mamish, so he can be putting his hand on top of the hand of the Yisrael, or under the hand of the Yisrael. Yisrael is going to do Chatzitza, is going to be doing the Negiya, and then the Kohen's hand is going to be under his hand. But with respect to Bikurim, we say that it doesn't really necessarily matter. Our Megirsa is, in the Mishnah, that the Kohen, that the Yisrael holds the top, and the Kohen holds the bottom, because that's normally the form we do it. The Kohen's hand, the Yisrael's hand's on top, and the Kohen's hand's at the bottom. So by Bikurim, where both of them are touching it directly, or touching the Kli directly, we also do it Yisrael on top, Kohen on the bottom. But you see from Tosfos learns it's just the opposite. So again, it could be that a different Megirsa in the Mishnah. It's hard to understand exactly what Tosfos means. But you see, Akol Panim, Tosfos La Halacha, that the Kohen's hand is on the top. Because here it doesn't matter anymore if the Kohen's hand's on the top. Because there's no problem, because here they're both touching it directly. It could be even according to our Mishnah. That our Mishnah would say that if it's done the opposite, that's fine. The Ikar is by other Tanufas. The other tenufas, their attack of the Yisrael's hand has to be on top, and then the Kohen's hand has to be under his hand, because Yisrael needs Negiya Mamish, and the Kohen does not need Negiya Mamish, the Kohen just needs that there should be no Chatzitza, because he's not the Ikar Bailam, and that's an other Korbanah. So Rabbi Isai, we saw a number of very, very Choshebi Yisodos in this shir, and Dinei Tenufa, I know this has been Mamish, you haven't been able to sleep for a long time, because you've been pondering Dinei Tenufa. Tenufa is a fun thing to learn about. In any event, so we learn the difference between Chatzitza and Negiya. Where there's a problem of, where the issue is chatzitza, min b'mino eno chotzeis. But even if it's min b'mino, if you need mamish negiya, like the Bukhor, there we say that that's not mamish negiya, even if it's min b'mino. And through that, we are mechalek between the chiyuv of the Bailam, who need negiya mamish, and the Kohen, who just doesn't have a chatzitza. That's his problem, he doesn't need negiya mamish, and therefore his hands could be in the hands of the Bailam. Like Rashi says, and the Bailam is the Iker. And the Bailam have to mamish touch it. Whereas the Kohen, he doesn't have to touch it. He's just helping them. So he's a lower level. He's just, there we're just concerned there should be no chatzitza. So he shouldn't wear any gloves. Said it. And then, if that's the case by other Karbanos, so then why by Bikurim do we say differently? Because we said Bikurim has a din of Mamon Kohen. And therefore the Kohen there is also considered the Iker Bailam. And if he's considered the Iker Bailam there, he has to have Negiya Mamish. So he also does Negiya Mamish on the Kli. Unlike other Tenufas where he doesn't Mamish, he doesn't do Negiya Mamish. And we said, so if that's the case, if they're both doing Negiya Mamish, why Dafka, Yisrael hand on top, Kohen hand on the bottom? It could be just the opposite. And we said, it could be because that's the standard form. Yisrael on top, Kohen hand on the bottom. And it could be, but the Inachinem, that it's not Ma'akev, even Takatosis himself says that he has the opposite. If the Kohen hand is on top, the Yisrael hand is on the bottom, the Yikar is only with the other Karbanos. Karbanos, when you do Tenufa there, it has to be Yisrael hand on top, Kohen on the bottom. Because Yisrael has to have Negiya Mamish, whereas the Kohen doesn't. And that is all Miyashev, Tzura Ma'od Ma'od Miyafa, Shitas Rashi. So we should all be Zelche, Bekar of Mamish, to bring the Bikurim, the Beis HaMikdash. I was in America recently, and I went to Shul, and in between Mincha and Maariv, Rabbi Buchholz Shlita of Lincoln Square Synagogue was learning Mishnayos Bikurim, and he was describing with great drama how everybody would bring their Bikurim up to Yerushalayim and they'd all be greeted. And all the shopkeepers would stand up and say, oh, welcome. They'd be so happy and they'd bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And just the way he described it got me so excited about Bikurim and bringing them to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and to the Kohen. So it's a shame. We should be zochah b'karav mamish, not to talk about it, but to do it before mamish. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.